But yeah, I'm 19 years old. I'm from California. I've been singing since I was 15, and I actually got signed to Time Records when I, for writing, as like a as a songwriter for other artists. But they, I had to demo out the tracks, and that's how I actually got signed on as a singer. So it's kind of cool, like how I got into the music business. Like I never intended to be a singer, even though like I enjoyed singing. I just never thought I would pursue it,
Yeah, why did you think you'd never be a singer? Because I mean, you've got a great voice.
Oh,
So
thank you.
how
Thank
did
you. I mean, my voice is, like if you heard any of like the first recordings when I first started singing, you'd know why I didn't think I'd be a singer. I was awful. I mean, honestly, I've been working really hard on improving my vocals and like vocal lessons all the time. Just doing a lot of vocal warm-ups and just like I don't know. Like for me, what I didn't care for, what I really don't care for is fame, and money. Like I like to do it more so because it's fun for me. Like it's like a hobby that is like my whole life, So like I never thought like singing wise, like I didn't see myself as somebody who can sing. I think I'm more of a performer, and so like I mean I love performing. It's like the greatest feeling in the world. But I mean, if you put me up against like a real singer, like I can't compete. It's ridiculous.
So how would you separate like your studio performances from your live, like, entertainer based performances?
Well, the studio performances is like, like I have to be in my peak condition vocally, because this is gonna be played over and over. So like I'm making sure I'm like healthy. I'm dieting while I'm in the studio. I'm working out, keeping my lungs up and like my cardio. Like I'm doing a lot of stuff in my personal life so that when I get into the studio, like I sound clean and I sound clear and I can just record without having to worry about like little things that could mess me up,
I
and it
gotcha.
could all just be in my mind. I don't know, but like I like to keep myself ready, in that sense. And then my live performances is like I'm dancing, like I'm jumping around, I'm dancing, I'm like performing out to the crowd. So like technically vocally, I don't necessarily need to be at peak. It's not like I don't try to be, because I'm still dieting on the road. I'm still working out.
Sure.
I'm still trying to, I'm doing my vocal warm-ups and stuff, and I'm just trying to keep myself strong and keep myself better. And every performance that I do, it's like, I take what I did. I'd like, like I like this. I'm gonna work on this. And if I don't like this, I'm like, how do I make that good? How do I change that to be good? So, I mean, the difference is mostly, like, it's a performance. Nobody expects you to sound exactly like you would in a CD.